Hey.
Look, I know it's late and I didn't mean to bother you. My brother had a fight with his boyfriend, so the house felt awkward and... I can totally leave. I shouldn't have come here to begin with.
You can stay.
Yeah, I thought so. I'll just... Wait. What?
You can stay. On one condition.
Yeah, sure. Anything.
Do you like popcorn?
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Well, you're gonna hate it after this. We've got mounds of the stuff. Bailey's developed a bit of a problem.
Do you have gas? Oh, hello, floating heads.
All right, mystery gang, get away from the doorframe. She's coming in.
Since when do you know pretty people, Micah?
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you know it. Shut up.
I'll take that as a compliment.
That's usually his aim.
Salem, are you okay?
I promise I don't fight. Most of the time.
So, aren't you gonna introduce us, Micah?
Oh, right. Everyone, this is Eden. Eden, this is...
Can I take a guess?
Knock yourself out.
You're Naomi, Micah's younger sister?
Got it in one.
You, Charlie, right?
Yeah, right again. Wait, do I know
you? So that leaves Bailey and Salem. Popcorn boy, I take it you're Bailey?
The one and only.
Salem and Catshield? If I'm making you uncomfortable, I can leave.
No, you're not making me uncomfortable at all. You can stay as long as you want. You know what? I'm gonna step outside for a moment. You guys can carry on the games without me. Bye.
Are you sure? We can wait if you want. It's no trouble.
I'll be back soon.
I should probably go after her, keep them company, strengthen numbers, and all that. Are you guys capable of getting Eden settled without me?
We'll make her comfortable. She'll wish we were the hosts instead.
Who thinks like that?
Clearly he does.
So Eden, how much does Micah talk about us?
What type of stuff do they say?
That felt like a little more than gay panic there.
Gay panic. Right. I try not to make mistakes like that so close together.
How long's it been now? 4 months?
Exactly. Far too soon. I knew this would happen, didn't you?
I had a feeling, but I wasn't sure.
I can't deny she's pretty.
If it's any help, I don't think she's like them. And if I've learned anything about her, it's that she's just charismatic, not interested in the heartbreaking deal.
That's on the list.
You look tired.
I'm always tired. I have to put up with you a lot, don't I?
We don't have to go back in there at all, you know? Or we can try to sneak in the back and hide.
Hide in our own place? Feels a little excessive, Micah.
The only one who would come find us would be Crescent, and he won't care as long as we pet him. Lazy cat.
So, sneak in, wait for them all to fall asleep, and go back to normal. Well, as normal as we can get.
We could always sleep out here under the stars.
What stars? Hardly see any of it under the light pollution. And this isn't even a big town. Imagine what the sky looks like in the city.
You should ask Naomi about it. She's been to a few cities from what I've heard, or Charlie. Apparently they went together.
Does that still upset you? Naomi and Charlie?
Hell no. I've always known. They're not very subtle. There was a fight. Several fights, pretty close together. All over different things, and everything fell apart from there. I got to the point where I was holding grudges for no reason, but look at us now.
Laying on the pavements, avoiding all our friends.
A true luxury few can afford.
That's us, luxurious through and through.
How are you feeling?
I've been worse. I trust you about Eden. From what you've told me before, all she's truly capable of is annoying you, more than any of us. Which sounds like a talent I must see. I'm still a little tired, but...
But you're tired most of the time.
Rain! What is it with you and summoning rain?
I've heard it's relaxing to lay in the rain.
We'll get sick. As fun as it sounds, I'm not putting up with your complaints, so move your ass. Maybe we could do this when there aren't so many people waiting on us.
Yeah, sure.
And they won't know a thing.
That's the idea, at least. I reckon we could pull it off easy.
Please tell me you're not planning a mess in here.
Without you, we wouldn't dare.
Where's Bailey?
Laying on the kitchen floor last time I looked. He's not gonna be able to hear you. Honestly, I don't know how anyone can have music playing that loud.
We've been keeping an eye on him, but I think he's appreciating the space.
You guys are awfully dry for people who've been out there in the rain for this long.
That's a trade secret. Don't think about it too much.
How he can zone out on a cold floor, I'll never understand, but there's only so long he can spend in the real world before he needs to retreat. He tried to explain the feeling to me once. He said,
"It's kind of like static. There's only so far you can drive with a certain radio station on before it starts to lose signal. Sometimes, if I push, I can still concentrate, but it'll feel like a headache eventually. Closing my eyes, laying down, it helps, but there's only so long I can carry on before I become mush. Dissociating is one of the few things that stops me from feeling so verklempt."
It made sense in theory. I'd seen him sway and trail off enough to know it wasn't just tiredness, the common type, anyway. It was best to leave him be for now. Maybe I'd poke him with a shoe later to check he's breathing, but I'm sure he'll be fine in a couple hours.
I gotta say, this is starting to feel like deja vu.
Let's just hope the lights stay on this time.
Oh, come on, love. Not even a hint?
Didn't you see it?
What are they talking about?
You don't want to know.
The secret of the oak's natural hair color stays between us. If you keep guessing, I'm taking it to the grave.
Yeah, She has no clue.
You don't know either, do you?
You'd honestly have a better guess than I would at this point. So, what do you think of him so far?
Oh, you don't have bad taste. They're good people. I can see why you like them. Let me guess. They flocked to you, and you're still not quite sure how you ended up around any of them in the first place.
You need to stop reading me like that.
Oh, but it's so easy. Can you blame me?
Michael, what's going on?
Welcome back to the real world, Bailey.
How are you so calm?
This is normal.
Does he always jolt up like that?
Occasionally he snaps himself back into reality, so yeah, sometimes.
I think my soul left my body. Gets me every time.
Why are you like this?
You know damn well that I'd be the last to know.
Seriously? Again?
There it is.
Everybody step away from the glass, and try not to start a fire with the candles again. Looking at you, boys.
Nothing's ever simple around here, is it?
Every mirror looks into at least one other reality. But many of the human race blink too often to catch the changes, so watch your pets carefully. In this episode, you heard Luca Miller as Micah Oak, Angela Yee as Eden Lee, Felix Pozorski as Bailey King, Emma Nicolau as Naomi Oak, Victor Longhua as Charlie King, and Teo M. Shin as Salem Alice. Mixed Bad Luck is written and produced by Cry MJ, with music composed by Sebastian Valenzuela and credits read by Kit Patterson. Thank you for listening.
This episode's ad comes from me, Cry, the writer and editor of Mixed Bad Luck, coming to you with another show, Twigs and Hearts. We are currently crowdfunding for our first season, and it would mean the world if you could check out the link below. Every donation helps a ton. Twigs and Hearts is a surreal horror podcast that questions reality and sanity all while following a book. I've spent about 3 years working and reworking this audio drama, and I'm really hoping this time I can make it a reality. Thank you for your time.